Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Phil C. This is Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au and now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM and 87.6 Backwater Country. I'll be playing music for you this afternoon, folks, by artists that will be appearing at both the Nenango Country Music Muster and Boney Mountain Folk Festival, as well as Texas. And all these events are happening in the month of September this year. Now, apart from that, we've also got Tom Wolfe on the program with us, and he's going to be telling us all about the brand new song, Little by Little. The brand new one came out just last week. We played it on last week's program, folks, and we decided we were going to get him on the show, and he is with us a little bit later on. So anybody who's interested in the Wolf Brothers, he talks about upcoming gigs and this brand new song. I'm going to kick off the show with a song by the Wolf Brothers, okay? They're doing a tour at the moment called Living the Dream. This is from the album of the same name title, and it's called Living the Dream.
If you got a gassed up tank and a Mountain Dew, a pretty little thing sitting next to you, rolling round to some John Deere green, you're living the dream. If you got a 10-point buck up in your sights and your truck is jacked up with some big old lights, well, the picture's pretty much complete, you're living the dream. If you got a country song, driving down a country road, taking in a country side, sitting on some country gold. No, it ain't too hard, it's a simple thing. It's cold beer to drink, clean air to breathe. No, it don't take much to have everything. Yeah, the way I see, well, ain't we living the dream? Yeah, we're living the dream. If you got a Chevy on box in your garage and you rock every shade of camouflage, double denim when you get fancy, then get your redneck on, sing along with me to a country song. Driving down a country road, taking in a country side, sitting on some country gold. No, it ain't too hard, it's a simple thing. It's cold beer to drink, clean air to breathe. No, it don't take much to have everything. Yeah, the way I see, well, ain't we living the dream? Here's to hillbillies, blue collar boys and girls who make it pretty. Tonight it's alright to be a little bitty. Sing along with me, sing it with me if you got a country song. Driving down a country road, taking in a country side, sitting on some country gold. No, it ain't too hard, it's a simple thing. It's cold beer to drink, clean air to breathe. No, it don't take much to have everything. Yeah, the way I see, well, ain't we living the dream? Country song, driving down a country road, country road, country side, sitting on some country gold. No, it ain't too hard, it's a simple thing. It's cold beer to drink, clean air to breathe. No, it don't take much to have everything. Yeah, the way I see, well, ain't we living the dream? Yeah, we're living the dream. Living the dream. We're living the dream. Yeah, the way I see, well, ain't we living the dream?
There we go, folks. That is the Wolf Brothers, Living the Dream, from the album of the same name title, and that's exactly what they're doing. They got a brand new song out, came out last week, called Little by Little, and that's only just going to rocket them further and further up the country charts. They're just a sensational band. And if they're going to be in a town near you, do yourself a favour, guys. You know, you want to check them out. You will not be disappointed. Now, as I said right at the start of the program, we are playing music in this particular show from artists that will be appearing at the Nanango Country Music Muster, Boney Mountain Folk Festival, and also the Texas Country Music Festival. The next song that I'm going to play for you is by an artist that will be appearing at the Nanango Country Music Muster, and that is from the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th of September 2024, okay? The Nanango Show Society holds this annual country music muster featuring traditional Australian country music, okay? Now, if you want to find out anything about it, prices, for example, just go into Google and just type in nanangoshowsociety.net/heritage/muster and you'll find it all there. So, I also should let you know that Lonnie Lee, he is the headlining act. If you don't want to see the entire show and you just want to go and see Lonnie, there's a separate price for that. I think it's $20, okay? And that's on the Thursday night, okay? Thursday night, $20 per person, and that's going to get you in to see Lonnie Lee. So the song I'm going to play for you now is one by Steve Sparrow. He was there last year. He's going to be here again this year at that Nanango Country Music Muster. The song we've selected is a number called Now and Forever.
Feels like we're running round in circles, try to keep sight of the ball, and I'm feeling near as cuckoo as the clock there on the wall. But that's okay, 'cause it's a summer day out on the back porch, and it's ours in every way. Friends will come and some may roll away, just like ships out on the sea. But you and I are meant forever, like some chartered destiny. Well, I got you in my life and I'm feeling good, my girl. Living on planet A, you know you'd rock my world. Things are fine with me when I think about you, babe. And I'm glad to say, love's here to stay, now and forever. Door. The wind and rain can stay out there. In here the world belongs to you and me. I know you know how much I care. And it's alright, 'cause it's a summer night outside the window, and it's gonna be just fine. Yeah, feels like we're running round in circles, try to keep sight of the ball. Yet I'm feeling near as cuckoo as the clock there on the wall. Well, I got you in my life and I'm feeling good, my girl. Living on planet A, you know you rock my world. Things are fine with me when I think about you, babe. And I'm glad to say, love's here to stay, now and forever. Well, I got you in my life and I'm feeling good, my girl. Living on planet A, you know you rock my world. Things are fine with me when I think about you, babe. Again I'll say, love's here to stay, now and forever, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now and forever, yeah, forever.
There we go, folks. That is Steve Sparrow, now and forever. One of the artists that will be appearing at the Nanango Country Music Muster. Going to play you a track now by one that will be appearing at the Boney Mountain. Okay, the Boney Mountain Folk Festival. Had the pleasure of seeing these guys last year, and they're going to be there again this year. I'm going to play their latest single for you right now, listeners. It's a number called Medicine. There we go, folks. That is Open Season. And the song, brand new song, and it's called Medicine. I'm going to continue on with the music now. I'm going to play you an act that will be appearing at the Nanango Country Music Muster. And it's a person named Ernie Constance. Now, Ernie Constance, we played him last week, playing another track by him this week. It's a number called Liveringa Station. Ernie Constance.
Northwest Australia, where the roly-poly grows, it's Brahmin cattle country, where the Fitzroy River flows. The old bush ways still linger, long forgotten in the east, where horse and man will still compete against the scrubber beast. We're mustering on Liveringa Station, out there toward the setting sun. Young stockmen are upholding old tradition while mustering on Liveringa Run. They rise long before daylight to muster in the stores and drive them to the branding yards located by the board. with choppers circling overhead to help locate the star. You Mickeys dodge the knife along on the Liveringa block. They're mustering on Liveringa station, way out there toward the setting sun. They've traveled from all points upon the compass for the mustering on Liveringa run. As evening slowly settles upon the mustering camp, it seems like time suspended while the restless cattle stand. May this moment live forever in the hearts of those who ride on Liveringa Station out on the western side. They're mustering on Liveringa Station, way out there toward the setting sun. May the Liveringa stockmen ride forever the vast plains of the Liveringa run. May the Liveringa stockmen live forever their mustering days on Liveringa.
There we go, folks. That is Ernie Constance, and he's going to be appearing at the Nanango Country Music Muster, and that's from the 12th through until the 15th of September. Now, don't forget also on the Thursday night, okay, that's Thursday the 11th, special show with none other than the last man standing, Mr. Lonnie Lee. If you want to just go to see that particular performance, $20 a ticket just to see Lonnie. And if you want to check out the rest of the festival, just go and Google it. Easy. Go on to Google and you'll find all the information you need there. Continuing on now with the music, and we're going to play an act that will be appearing at the Boney Mountain Folk Festival, okay? And this one is by a chap named Brian Stitt. It's his latest single. It's a number called It's a Feel Like Doing Nothing Kind of Day. And straight after this, folks, we've got that interview with Tom Wolfe.
Does it feel like a doing nothing kind of day? Does it feel like a doing nothing kind of day? I sit round doing nothing, a cup of tea and muffin. I feel like doing nothing kind of day. Does it feel like a put your feet up kind of day? Does it feel like a put your feet up kind of day? Call me lazy if you will, but I like having time to kill. With no quotas I gotta fill, we all need time to chill. Does it feel like a chill out kickback kind of day? Does it feel like a chill out kickback kind of day? I sit round doing nothing, a cup of tea and muffin. I feel like doing nothing kind of day. I'm just loving
doing nothing on a feel like doing nothing kind of day. Sit round doing nothing kind of day. A lazy, crazy, lazy kind of day. Yeah. A nug boot, tracky dacky kind of day.
G'day listeners, welcome to the program. Now, we played this song last week, brand new song for these two boys, and I've got one of them on the phones with us right now this afternoon, Mr. Tom Wolfe. How you going, my friend?
Yeah, Bill, great to chat, mate. We're going very, very well. How are you?
Mate, I'm having a ball. For all my listeners and followers, they've noticed I've been going around to all the country music festivals. Got a few coming up, and I cannot wait to catch up with you, your brother, and also Brody and the boys at Wingham. But we're not here to talk about that. That's later on in the year. We're here to talk about this brand-new single that came out last week, Little by Little. Mate, what a fabulous track.
Well, thank you, mate. It's definitely a bit of a return to our country rock roots.
Absolutely.
It's been really natural progress to get there. We've gone back with ABC, our original record label we signed with. It's been a big journey the last few years, mate, really the last 4 years. Losing mum, we had COVID, I've had some kids, you know, life's taken us in many different directions here, there and everywhere.
Yes.
And we're sort of back in a really fired up, creative place. Nick and I are in a place now where we are just going to do whatever we want to do.
Mate, I love to hear you say that, because you're back to your original roots, which is fabulous.
Yeah.
And you're not trying to touch any trends or do anything. You're just doing what you guys want to do, what you do best.
And look, Phil, I also want to say I stand by everything we've done, because I think when we've done different things in the time, like when we did the Kins on Cassette album, there's a little bit more poppy.
Yes.
We really wanted to do that. That's where we were at that time. We really wanted to try that, you know?
Yes.
And I stand by all of that. But I feel like right now we're definitely back at our country rock roots. You know, we love Aussie pub rock, and you can hear a lot of that in this song.
Sure
and,
can.
It's great to have it back out. It's just great to have it out, mate. It's been wonderful to see some of the feedback of people saying, like, this is awesome, boys. This is why I fell in love with you guys. So that's been a real highlight for us.
Well, look, I loved Kids on Cassette. Definitely did. It was very, very different for you guys. But having said that, I'm very, very grateful to see you back doing the country rock stuff, because
this is really
where you guys sit. This is your perfect zone, I reckon.
Well, that's been a big part of it too. I mean, the live band we've got now with myself, with Nick, obviously, with Brody, as you mentioned,
yes.
Dave on drums, and we're taking Scotty out on keys and harp with us all the time.
Yep.
The band is cooking. We did a show last Saturday night at Ipswich at the Racehorse Hotel there, big sold-out pub room. And I reckon it was one of the best the band's ever played. It was just absolutely rocking, you know.
Yeah,
and I thought, and we've sort of said, that's what we do. We do that country rock thing really better than anyone. So we're stupid not to do it.
No, that's true. That's true. And I should say, and you're probably not even aware of this, Tom, but I should say the reason why I created the country time slot that I'm doing now is because, you know, I only used to do the rock and pop and blues and stuff, but I was getting requests, and it all started with the Wolf Brothers. And this is true.
That's really
this is
cool.
A true story. People started ringing me and saying, "You don't play any country." And I go, "No, we know this is a rock and pop and blues show." And they said, "What about the Wolf Brothers?" And I thought, "You know what? You guys are not country to me. you are, but you aren't. You got this rock thing going on, you know."
Absolutely, and I think over the years I don't think we've shied away from it. I think we've just done different things.
You have.
You know, especially in our earlier days, I probably all sort of felt it probably wasn't as accepted as much as it is now. The great thing is now, Phil, is country is a very broad genre.
It is.
And it's very accepted by the fans. And, I mean, for me, I'm listening to great pop country. I'm listening to really great traditional alternate type country coming out,
yes.
And I'm also listening to great rock country, and it's all good, you know. Yeah, like, it doesn't need to just fit into one little box. I think that's the one thing where country people go wrong. It's not country. It doesn't matter. Is it a good song or not? Is it a good lyric? Does it make you feel something? Because in every single genre, there's good songs and there's bad songs, you know.
Of course.
It's exciting. It's exciting time to be in country, and it's really good, mate. We feel like we wanted to get this one out first to sort of signify the new chapter. As you know, what we're listening to at the moment, we're not really hearing a lot of stuff like Little by Little. So
yes,
that's why it feels good to have it out.
So who came up with the idea? Because obviously the lyrics, it's talking about, it's sort of touching on the cost of living, which everybody's sort of feeling the pinch, even for like you said, you know, pull the trigger on a little bit of liquor. I mean, everybody loves a little bit of liquor, and everybody's struggling to put diesel in their cars and so on, and that's in there as well.
This came from our lives. I mean, you know, like being a muso, maybe sometimes the perception is we're millionaires and we're riding around in private jets. I can assure you we're not. It's really like having a small business. Like my mates have their own small businesses, being plumbers, electricians, chippies and all that stuff, you know. It's what we do. This is our small business, you know. And Nick and his wife, Tani, got their dream house a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And as they got the dream house, they then hit the interest rate rises straight away, like month after month. And it was literally like, you know, 12 interest rate rises or whatever it was in a row.
I know, it was ridiculous.
And Nick got the final letter from the bank, said the interest rate rises here, and he went for a walk, and he's fully stressed out.
Yep.
Pulled out his phone, and he wrote down the lyrics between the RBA and the day-to-day,
yes,
everybody wants a piece of the pot. And that is where Little by Little was born. And I guess it's our way of talking about some stuff that's going on in Australia right now that really does suck. But it's our way of also kind of keeping it a bit lighthearted and a bit fun and making it rock out. But yeah, mate, I mean, cost of living right now is really hard. I mean, like, I got two kids under three. You know, I mean, my wife has two jobs. I'm working my butt off on this band, you know. So it's what it is. I mean, I don't like to whinge because I don't consider myself a victim in any way, shape or form, but I'd be lying if I said cost of living wasn't hurting all of us.
No, you're right there. It's hitting everybody at every level. And you know, when you said you're not flying around in a jet, well, you'd have to be the Rolling Stones to have your own jet. You know?
Maybe one day. But maybe. Yeah, but you're right. Like, it's you know, I think, mate, it's just a good, honest piece of music, you know. It's just a bit of genuine stuff. This is who we are. It's been lovely. It's been a good liberating period lately. Like, you know, just sort of, few realizations of, like, this is what we are, this is what we look like, this is what we sound like, and, you know, not going to try and do, be or say anything other than that. And if it doesn't feel good in our gut, if it doesn't feel good in our initial reaction, then we're not going to do it. So, yeah, it's a good time to be in the Wolf Brothers.
Absolutely. Now, you said the next chapter, you're working on an album. Is this a single from an upcoming album?
This will be the first single from what will be an upcoming album. What we don't want to do is lock ourselves into a release date or anything yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play the single game for a bit. We're going to release a bunch of stuff. Look, the plan is to have four songs out for the end of the year. Definitely three, maybe four. Maybe the fourth one might come out at the start of Jan before Tamworth.
But
we just want to keep a lot of fresh music coming out. Mm-hmm. And we want to keep ourselves open to, in case we write something over the next couple of months that we just love, and maybe that's the album title. You know, maybe that's where we go. I think that would be, that's sort of where we're at and where we're going. And it feels really, really bloody good. Really good.
That's great. It is great to hear you say that, you know, and I'm so pleased to have, the first time I saw you, and I'll say it again for everybody that doesn't know, the first time I saw you was at Birdsville back in 2017. Yes. You were there with Lee Kernaghan. I knew nothing about you guys, really. People in the crowd are saying, the Wolf Brothers, you got to see him, you got to hear him. And I think, never even heard of him. I mean, I know that you're 2012, you were on that reality show, which you probably hated doing, but look at where you are now, from there to now, in just over 10 years. I mean, you guys are kicking so many goals. It's just been wonderful, ridiculous.
When we went on that show, one of the profound things I remember is the executive producer, Greg was his name. He said, you know, you got to take this opportunity by the horns and run with it. And yep. I remember that really resonated. I thought, yeah,
yes.
we do. And we literally haven't. We stopped working when COVID hit, really.
Of
That's
course.
When we stopped.
Well, everybody.
And even then, yeah. and even then, we were still recording at home, writing, doing everything we possibly could. But that was sort of the, okay, we got to stop for a little bit now.
Mm-hmm.
so,
mm-hmm.
And I can remember being behind the curtain on the grand final about to walk out for the final two after Andrew De Silva. The guy who won, I remember saying to the boys, well, whatever happens now, we might get to have a break in 10 years. So, yeah. So it's great. It's great, mate. We're doing it. And I think we're doing it. And I feel like we're starting to really get the hang of it now. Like, I feel like writing and what we're about, what we want to say. And there's a, you know, I mean, it's maturity, isn't it? It comes with time.
It does.
You
it
know,
does.
You know, you don't learn these. Sometimes in life, we've got to learn things through living, you know, and
yes.
that's what we're doing.
Yes, and I guess to be getting where you are is because you're out there. You're doing the pubs. You're doing the, you know, the festivals. You guys working everywhere, and
we do, and we love to work. We love working. Feel like I think there's a bit of a thing now in the industry where, you know, a lot of young acts, they just want to play the festivals. They want to play the big shows with international acts, and
yes.
That's great, and I get that. And let me tell you, that's a real treat and it's a real feather in your cap if you can do it. But for me personally, if you want to be a good, hard-working live act, go to a pub and win them over. Go
yes.
to a club. Go to a sit-down club in New South Wales where it's full of 80% pokies.
Yes, exactly.
And the atmosphere is not amazing. Go in there, work your butt off, get them up dancing, get them making feeling good.
Fabulous.
That's the testament to a hard-working band. That's my opinion.
Yes.
I think anyone can get people screaming at a festival.
Yeah, of course.
Because the atmosphere is there. But
yes.
if you go into an RSL on a Sunday afternoon and win them over, then I think that's a band. So we enjoy every aspect of it. Like we last year we took the Living the Dream tour. We went back to a lot of theatres.
Mm-hmm.
And we loved that. Like we actually were surprised how much we enjoyed that. It was a different pacing. It was a different vibe. We got the opportunity to maybe tell a few more yarns about some of the songs and some of the stories and where they came from.
Yes.
And that was really fun. So I think there's room for it all and there's something to be learnt from all of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mate, what have you got coming up? I know we mentioned Wingham before. You played there 2 years ago. I caught up
yep.
with you boys there and we definitely will be catching up with you again this year. What have you got between now and then and for the rest of the year?
Yeah, we're on the Still Living the Dream tour. So next week we're off to WA. There's a bunch of New South Wales dates. We're doing some stuff through Victoria. We're actually going over to New Zealand in September for the first time.
Oh, wow.
We're going to be finishing up the year with a couple of shows in Taz. We're going back to Tamworth. There's a bit more Queensland stuff. So, you know us, mate. No rest for the wicked, as they say. So, yeah, we'll be here, there, and everywhere. And the next month, 6 weeks is really busy. And yeah, we're bloody looking forward to it.
So, what about New Zealand? You're looking forward to that? You've never been there. How did that come about?
Actually, that came about. The promoter who's put the tour on saw us at a festival, ironically.
Right. Okay.
He saw us at CMC Rocks, and he was like, "Geez, this is." Why haven't I heard of this, seen this? So
yeah.
He's really invested in the band and we want to build up a market over there because we'd love to go to New Zealand once a year.
Well, yeah.
I mean, once or twice a year.
Of course.
And do a few shows, do a few festivals. So we really look at none of us have ever been. I nearly went to New Zealand on my honeymoon, but we opted for Fiji and a swim up bar instead, which I think was the right call. But, we're really excited to get over there and see it. And the next year the goal is to hopefully actually go into the UK a bit, take some stuff to the UK.
Yes.
And we'd like to build up some little markets in New Zealand, in the UK, in Canada, in the States, and be able to go there once every 18 months, once every 12 months, 2 years or whatever, and do a few shows. And I think that would be really, really fun.
Yep, yep. Look, I think you're going to slay them in New Zealand. I've been there myself. It's a great country. They're going to love you guys over there. I can guarantee that. Canada,
good.
I think they'd go absolutely nuts for you guys in Canada. I don't know much about country music, or as I said, you're not really country, but in England. That I couldn't predict, but I know Canada's going to go crazy for you.
There is a big emerging market in the UK. They are really, and I think it's part of the culture of live music. It's a little different to here. They tend to go out a lot more during the week and see a lot more stuff and love going down for a pint to the pub and seeing the band. So, yeah, we're going to give it a crack and see where it ends up.
Well, mate, good luck with all that. I'm sure by the talent that you've got in your band, you've just mentioned them all. You know, Dave and Scotty, and of course, Mr. Rainbird. Wow, isn't he sensational on stage? Love that man. And of course, your brother Nick. He's got a fantastic set of chops. And you on bass, waving that Aussie flag everywhere. I think the Poms are going to love you doing that for sure.
I hope so, mate. I hope so. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Well, mate, I can't wait to catch up with you again at Wingham. There 2 years ago. It's a great festival. Excited about that one before we let you go?
It's a great, great festival. Really love that one. For us, we really love it because, you know, there's a lot of rock acts that we really love, that Aussie rock acts on it, and it's really nice to be sort of waving the country flag on that festival. So, yeah, we're pumped for Wingham. It's a good part of the world and good people. So really looking forward to that one.
Me too, mate. I can't wait to catch up with you and the boys.
Done. We'll have a fireball.
We'll have a fireball for sure, my man. Thanks so much for taking the time, Tom. I know you've had a couple more interviews to do and you've managed to fit us in as well. I love you to death and the band. And, yeah, we're going to give this one a spin. Before I put this on, just let me ask you one question. You've obviously road tested it at the gigs you've been playing. How's the audience responding to it?
Really loving it. Really loving it. It's high energy. It's rocking. It's been working really, really well. And, it's going to be loud at Wingham. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely. I gave it a spin last week and I got a few people saying, you haven't had those boys on for a while. I said, I'll do my best. So they are absolutely pumped that we've got you on the program with us this afternoon.
Great. Good, man. Always great to chat, Phil. I appreciate you, mate.
Thank you so much, mate. There you go, listeners. Thank you. Tom Wolfe, one of the Wolfe brothers. We're going to put their brand new single on now, Little by Little.
Slow. Your boss is a little too high to strung, and your paycheck's a little too low. You take it one day, one step at a time, spinning like a hand on the clock. And little by little, little by little, a little turns into a lot. Where your riches are running on empty, and diesel is out of control. And the money you grind in the overtime, you gotta give to the ATO. Between the RBA and the day-to-day, everybody wants a piece of the pie. Little by little, little by little, a little turns into a lie. So let's get a little bit crazy. Let's get a little too loud. Let's pull the trigger on a little bit of liquor and a little bit of throwing it down. A little bit too far, but it's a little too late to stop. Little by little, little by little, a little turns into a lie. Get a little bit high. We're all just doing what we gotta do. We made it through the Friday night. We might take it a little bit too far, so make it a double shot. Little by little, better make it a triple, but a little turns into a lie. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's get a little bit crazy. Let's get a little too loud. Let's pull the trigger on a little bit of liquor. Little by little, a little turns into a lie. Little by little.
Oh, there you go, folks. Latest single by the Wolf Brothers, Little by Little. And if they're in a town playing near you guys, you're crazy if you don't go and see them. They're absolutely sensational. Going to play a track now by one of the artists that will be appearing at the Texas Country Music Festival, and that's from the 26th to the 28th of September. Now, we played this track last week. Going to play it again this week. It's a number by Travis Collins, and it's called Don't Get Me Started.
I wanna see what happens where the blacktop turns to gravel. I wanna jump in the great unknown and let my dreams unravel. I wanna chase the open road till I can dip my toes in the blue. I wanna catch them feelings I only catch with you. So don't get me started on something I'm already all about. Hey, don't say it if you don't want it, 'cause I'm gonna wanna jump right on it. Baby, at the end of the day, if we ain't going all the way, don't get me started. Don't get me started. I don't wanna be the on and off again just for the weekend. I don't wanna be the number that you only call when you're drinking. I don't wanna be a short-lived love that someday you look back on. I wanna be the man that you hang your hopes and your dreams and your hat on. Don't get me started on something I'm already all about. They don't say it if you don't want it, 'cause I'm gonna wanna jump right on. Baby, at the end of the day, if we ain't going all the way, if we ain't going all the way, yeah, don't get me started. Yeah, don't get me started. If we ain't going all the way, 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 if we ain't going all the way. If we ain't going all the way, if we ain't going all the way, don't get me started on something I'm already all about. Hey, don't say it if you don't want it, 'cause I'm gonna wanna jump right on it, baby, at the end of the day.
There we go, folks. That's the latest single by Travis Collins, Don't Get Me Started, and he's going to be appearing at the Texas Country Music Festival from the 26th through until the 28th of September. Another one that's going to be appearing there is Amber Lawrence. I'm going to play you her latest track, and it is a number called Fumes and Fireworks.
Cruise control, and yeah, those deadlines keep on rolling around again.
Got a destination burning to my mind, a glow on the horizon in my sight. Little winds keep me from slowing. When time gets tough, I get to go.
Running on fumes and fire.
Hey, there we go, folks. Latest single, Fumes and Fireworks. Now, that's Amber Lawrence and, of course, Andrew Swift. Now, going to play a song now by another act that's going to be appearing there at the Texas Country Music Festival. So many acts. Travis Collins, Amber Lawrence, Taylor Moss, Jane Denham, Paul Costa, Pete Smokey Dawson, no stranger to the stage, looks after the walk-up artists, Jeremy Turner, Tyler Rodriguez, Kush Ryder, Piper Rodriguez, Tommy Beeson, Claire, Night Owl, Split Image Band, Chris Coop, and of course we've got hosts Bonnie T and Jax. Okay, this song I'm going to play for you is by Kush. It's his latest single, Kush Ryder. They were there last year, absolutely owned the stage, going to be there again this year. The single we're going to play by him, as I said, it's his latest. It's a number called Danger Ahead. Kush Ryder.
I'm
Kush Rider, folks. Brand new single, Danger Ahead. I got time for about two more songs, folks, before I put that horse in the stable, kick back on the porch with a beer and a jack. Going to play you Dean Perrott's latest track. Now, Dean is one that will be appearing at the Nanango Country Music Muster. It's a song called A Big Thing in a Small Town.
Dreams and broken hearts, the local paper read. The meatworks closed its doors for good that day. All the warmth had faded, the magic disappeared. 300 families packed and moved away. Now Johnson's corner store can't feed them anymore. And the Bowsers at Red Servo have gone dry. Those who moved on early can make a brand new start, while those who stay will barely just get by. It's a big thing in a small town. Change like that don't come round every day. The spirit of its heart can't be torn apart. The folks who call it home are here to stay. That big old mining company have sent their people in to sink the test holes down and find our worth. They say there'll be a calling for 1,000 local jobs. Could this be a blessing or a curse? Now Billy Mack the ringer just scored a grand old job that earns him 3 times more than saddle pay. He'll buy a brand new cruiser, pay the mortgage on his place. Now he doesn't have to move away. It's a big thing in a small like that don't come around every day. The spirit of his heart can't be torn apart. The folks who call it home are here to stay. This summit's just a place on the highway, while others only dream this place will always be their home. Don't come around every day. The spirit of its heart can't be torn apart. The folks who call it home are here to stay. The spirit of its heart can't be torn apart. The folks who call it home are here to stay.
Dean Perrott, folks, no stranger to the stage, that man, one of Australia's finest bush balladeers, with his brand new single, A Big Thing in a Small Town. We're going to finish up now with this next one, Alice Benfer, who I had the pleasure of meeting at the Crows Nest Country Music Festival, and she will be appearing at Boney Mountain Folk Festival this year from September 20 through until 22. Going to play a song by her. It's a number called Wild Flowers on the Outback. Alice Benfer.
Flow, bringing life to dormant wildflower seeds.
Folks, that is Alice Benfar, Wildflowers on the Outback. What a way to end a show of Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au. Now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM and 87.6 Backwater Country. Folks, the horse is in the stable, the headphones are off. I'm kicking back now on the porch with a beer and a jack. So until next week, yee-haw! I'm going to see you all somewhere around Corner Country.